Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
According to a study.
Or Studley.
Studley.
I like that. That's a good throw to you. According to a Studley.
All of our news stories are according to a Studley.
Yeah. Published in the Journal of Feline Medicine and Surgery.
That's cats.
It is.
Thank you.
Don't even have to look that one up.
Nope, I didn't look that up.
Researchers at LSU.
That's
Do you know how to spell that?
No, I can't say it.
Can you say it?
That was my word. I could not say LSU when I was really drunk years ago.
Rum runner.
You
can
spell it.
I had a couple rum runners this weekend.
First time?
Probably the first time since that. But I knew, I told Dad, I said, the reason I don't drink them anymore is I drank 10 that day. I can have one.
Well, but sometimes after you've vomited up something like that, you lose the taste for it.
Good point, Puss.
You know?
But it's been a while. I mean, I had them this weekend at the beach bar, and I had two, I think, because they were so good. But that's the first time I think I've had any since I blew chunks in Florida 10 years ago, maybe. Yeah,
there's some foods that I'm done with forever because I've upchucked them once or twice.
There was a restaurant in the small town of Crested Butte, Colorado. It's only a couple thousand people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they have a ton of restaurants because it's a big tourist town. It's kind of a miniature steamboat. But they apparently brew their own rum or they have it in bottles there. That's the only thing you can get at that restaurant.
It's just rum.
Rum drinks.
Oh.
Because they don't have anything else.
Water?
No liquor license.
Can I get a water?
No liquor license for beer or wine?
No, that's just their niche.
Oh, that's
crazy
niche.
There's so many
niche.
Other restaurants around there. They decided to carve their own niche and say, yeah, listen, we got the rum here. We make our own rum. It's all rum drinks. And I said,
Mojito, right. I guess,
How much cola do they go through?
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
I don't know. I didn't go there because I felt like a vodka drink.
Yeah.
Or a beer.
It's kind of a niche, though. I realize they could, concentrate on a rum, but maybe offer something else.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I've had a rum drink.
Boy.
Well, I went through a rum
banana,
and coke phase in my 20s.
Orange, blackberry, pineapple juice.
Off of rum,
All in the rum runner.
Yeah, there's a ton in there.
The mojito is a rum drink, is it not?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Rum runners. By the way, I've always blamed sugar for my puking. And my family blamed alcohol.
No, it's the sugar. Go with the sugar.
I think it was the sugar.
Right. That's a lot of sugar.
Right. Always a lot of sugar.
Oh, Jim's got a good point here. Do not forget that Jeopardy! Producer and writer Harry Friedman is an Omaha native, so that might have been why Cleet gets worked in. I noticed
It's still cool.
Cleet's got a national name.
There seems to be a disproportionate amount of Nebraska references.
Oh, really? I don't watch a show,
Yeah. I noticed it. Nah,
then I tell them they had Todd and Tyler.
Like some of the, but we're not nationally famous.
Yeah, well.
We don't get in the middle of helmet-throwing melees.
No, we don't. Well, we do, but it's not during a football game.
Different helmet.
And it's a melee. So, I couldn't pronounce LSU. Not Louisiana State, LSU.
Researchers at LSU wanted to know if music can help to calm your cat. Maybe your cat freaks out if they got to get in the crate, or I suppose it could be anything, to go to the vet or whatnot.
Right.
The cats were played 20 minutes of classical music.
All right.
Do they do this with the, don't they have a tiger mascot? Like a live tiger?
This is for.
Yeah, they do it at LSU.
That would be a feline.
It would be.
Mike
the tiger. Yeah.
Is it?
But people don't have those in their house. They want to be able to calm cats around the house.
Yeah, right. This is to get,
Same lineage.
I think that there the vet goes to the cat rather than the cat going to the vet.
Yeah,
good point.
You're probably right.
The cats were played 20 minutes of classical music, 20 minutes of silence, and 20 minutes of cat music.
What's cat music?
Yeah, there's cat music.
What is it?
Music Well, music
to human ears
usually features a beat that mimics the human resting pulse rate.
It's going to stick in your head, isn't it?
And or features human vocal frequency. So naturally, for this study...
Play me a little cat music.
Cat music was created to feature feline-like sounds like purring or suckling noises and feline vocal frequencies, which are a couple octaves higher than humans. All the cats were much more relaxed and calm following the cat music in comparison to both the classical music and silence. So you can find cat music.
This
and
it
play
here?
Play that for your cat. Yeah, this is right cat there. Music.
Kind of makes us mellow too.
I could see.
It's like meditating.
A couple of floundering radio stations switching formats to cat music.
Yeah, there's suckling sounds in there. Yeah. There's little cat sounds in there.
You just put the cat music on.
You had me at suckling.
Right. Leave the house. Yeah, that would be, like radio stations who got to go all Christmas.
Right.
Yeah, they can go from cat music to Christmas.
All cats all the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of radio stations I know that should switch to cat music. What the hell? You're not getting any ratings under your current format. Yeah.
Cats don't have much disposable income, though, so for advertising purposes.
Yeah, but, you know, it's the cat ladies.
Yeah, well, they spend all their money on cat food.
Crazy cat ladies.
Right. They're not all crazy.
Depending how many you have. One or two, you're not. Seven or eight, you
are. Is three the threshold?
And no, but if they are crazy, they're the first ones to brag about it.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. You won't point out that they're a crazy cat lady. They will beat you to it. Yeah. They will tell you.
Yeah, they generally lean into that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a crazy cat lady.
How many's Meg have?
I think just one.
Okay, well, one's fine.
But she's crazy for other reasons.
Sure, sir. She's our midday lady right here.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
On a flight from Frankfurt, Germany to Dulles International Airport over the weekend, the bathroom smoke detector went off. Flight attendants found 27-year-old Dana Mustafa. Told her smoking was not allowed on the plane. Please return to your seat. She was crying and upset. She told flight attendants she was returning home to see her family, but said they had died in a car accident caused by a drunk driver. At some point, Mustafa left her seat again, went to the rear of the plane, striking the flint of a lighter. According to a federal air marshal, a flight attendant tried to stop her from getting into the bathroom again, so she pushed the flight attendant, tried to close the restroom door. Now that means two federal air marshals had to get involved. She refused to comply. She was combative. She resisted being handcuffed. She yelled and kicked at the air marshals. She was finally relocated next to one of the air marshals. Court documents
like
say,
when they carry around like a gun that takes like a elk down and makes it mellow. You know,
what?
A dart gun,
a taser.
Yeah, a dart gun.
Oh, you mean like a tranquilizer?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. She had a trank gun on that because obviously she was just freaking out.
Well, she was sitting next to the air marshal. She said she was going to stab everybody on this plane, then herself. She says she's Palestinian. That's how we get down.
Oh, Jesus.
When the plane landed at Dulles Airport, she told the FBI the story about her family being killed was a lie.
Oh, that's a lie. Oh, then she's
now charged with assaulting a federal officer and looking at up to 8 years in prison if convicted.
Damn.
That's crazy. She thought that they said if she told them that horrible story, they'd let her smoke.
I think so.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're not going to let you smoke on the plane.
No. Nope.
No matter what.
No matter what. Should have given her more alcohol. Oh, she's Palestinian.
Yeah, that would have made it better.
Yeah, but yeah.
When was the last time you could smoke on a plane?
I've never flown that way. I think it was like 80. You said you flew in the early 80s when you're smoking, but I don't remember smoking on a plane.
No, I don't.
I flew in a plane in college, and that's a long, long time ago. It's the first time I ever flew. And there was no smoking on that plane, so I'm guessing. What is the actual, flights, like inside the United States flights? What's it say?
It's got to be.
Bush is looking it up now.
Early 80s.
No later than that at all.
87?
For domestic flights.
1988, United States-based airlines banned smoking on domestic flights less than 2 hours in duration, which was extended February 90 to all domestic and international flights.
But you never saw it, though. Talk about pushing your
seat back. That was 2000.
Talk about putting your seat back. I'd be punching a guy in the back of the head if he's smoking in front of me.
Yes, in the 80s, I used
now,
to fly.
Now, but you wouldn't have at the time.
Yeah.
That's different.
I used to fly Southwest from Phoenix to Los Angeles on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah, but that was a short flight. Maybe they shouldn't allow it on short flights.
They might not.
Yeah.
But you couldn't smoke there.
Ooh.
In 1990.
You should light a match now, by the way, if you'd like right here. Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. So they banned it in 1990 for everybody in the passenger cabin.
Right.
But they let the pilots continue to smoke.
Did they really?
Because they were worried about nicotine withdrawal.
Oh, yeah.
For the pilots.
Sense. Flying a pilot, right?
You don't want a jittery pilot.
No.
Jonesing for a cigarette.
Yeah.
Well, you don't. I would agree with that. Apparently, a healthy diet leads to a healthy sperm count.
Yeah.
A researcher at Harvard.
What is semen?
Says that a diet filled with junk food can lead to a decline of up to a quarter in otherwise healthy men. The study looked at 2,900 Danish men who were about 19 years old. They each had to give sperm samples. Because of the nation's mandatory military service, those who ate fish, chicken, veggies, fruit, and drank water had a higher sperm count than those who had pizza, fries, processed and red meats and sugary drinks more
often.
What
is wax off?
Yeah, that's how they do it. Yeah. Yeah, but there's a bunch of guys eat the other crap. And would you just smell me?
Yeah. Holy cow.
That was a healthy diet. I had salmon last night. That's a healthy diet.
Yeah. Well, what else?
Shrimp.
Yeah.
Some veggies. There was some broccoli in there. Yeah.
Sahara.
Glass of Chardonnay. So if you mix it all together, it smells like that, Craig.
Oh, jeez.
You like that?
I would have to go for the no.
So stay in here is what you're saying?
No.
Right.
Holy cow.
See, you eat healthy, though. You smell worse, I think. Except for chili and pizza and stuff like that, where you also smell worse.
Eat healthy or really unhealthy.
Right.
You could have a conversation with yourself, couldn't you?
Well, I just remembered when I eat crappy, I stink like that too.
Yeah. But I think if you eat really well, you're stinky too.
Big time.
The extreme.
Yeah, I
different reasons.
I eat good food. It's different reasons.
The extremes make you stinky.
Right.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, your wife should be banned from buying chili fixins. Just for the good of society.
Yeah, I think she does. She likes to make chili, and I love chili, but the fact is, and she yells at me the next day. I said, well, you gave me chili.
Don't put it in the food bowl if you don't want me to eat it.
It's the food bowl, exactly. Whatever's in the food
bowl,
I eat
what's in the bowl.
Yeah.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting out of Waukesha, Wisconsin. Police got calls that a female Packer fan was performing a spiritual ritual on a dead possum in the road.
As she was driving
and saw the dead possum, the woman stopped and got out of the car. She threw goldfish crackers and windshield washer fluid on the dead animal.
The caller told
a dispatcher. The woman then pulled out her Green Bay Packers lawn chair out of her car.
Of course she did.
And yelled, "Repent!" at the possum.
Man, what is
the
up
caller
with
to
fans?
911, who had been following the woman's vehicle before the incident, said the driver's behavior was erratic. the possum was removed from the roadway, according to the report.
Do most Packer fans always have Goldfish crackers on them?
And Windex.
Yeah, in case of an emergency.
Well, they have their lawn chair with
them.
They
get a Packer lawn chair.
You got to have that.
Trying to raise the possum last night.
Did she test positive for any drugs?
Yeah, being a Packer fan.
I'm thinking there might have been some drugs.
Being a Packer fan.
No, Packer fans don't need drugs. They're just crazy to begin with.
Yeah, they are.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.